Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Hey, welcome to the Stone Cold Truths. I'm Brandon Strange. I'm joined by Josh Jordan, who you can read daily on sportsfab.com and follow him on X at JoshJordan975. Josh, breaking news as we record this is Astros promoting pitching prospect Jake Bloss to the big club. For at least a start, he's been a revelation for Houston's thin farm system as he has quickly risen up the ranks since being drafted in 23. Obviously, it's been a rough season for Houston, but not without its bright spots. We'll start with Spencer Arrighetti, who's given you some quality innings with some hiccups mixed in. And we're bearing the lead, obviously, with, speaking of revelations, and Hunter Brown looks like a completely different pitcher since mixing in that sinker. Look, Astros aren't done this season. Fangraphs has them around 30% for making the playoffs. But look, even if the deficit is too steep for them to overcome this season, does what you see out of guys like Brown and Rennell Blanco and the possibility of Arrighetti and maybe with the raw potential of a guy like Jake Bloss, even though we haven't seen him yet at the big league club, does that make you more bullish on the stability of this Astros rotation for the future?
100%. I mean, I'll start with Blanco. Way to go, Dana Brown, for saying, hey, let's try and turn this guy into a starter. And boy, did they need the depth in starting pitching this year. So, I mean, he's been fantastic. A couple of the starts after he got ejected weren't his best starts, but he's bounced back just fine after that. He might even make the All-Star team. Who knows? Hunter Brown, he's gone from a should he be on the team to he could be the ace of this team going forward. I mean, what a jump in your expectations for Hunter Brown over these last six starts. And it's not just the numbers, it's the eye test. You know, you watch him on the mound with that sinker busting guys inside, that makes the breaking ball play even better, the cutter. I mean, he's got the stuff. He's always had the stuff, right? 98 miles an hour. So, man, Hunter Brown, my expectations have gone from here to here for him, kind of back to when we were calling him Baby JV back in the day. Yeah. And then with Arrighetti, he's shown signs. You know, he's gotten blown up in his past start, but, you know, we'll see what happens over the next few. So he's got good stuff, too, and clearly he knows how to pitch. So I feel a lot better about where this is going here. You know what Fromber's going to give you. And I don't know. It could be a lot worse. Verlander's the big wild card. You know, who knows if he's going to be healthy. But overall, you got to like all these young guys, what they're doing.
Yeah, absolutely. Also, you know, maybe right around the corner could be, you know, we've heard from Dana Brown talking about the progress of Luis Garcia and Lance McCullers. And just to go back to Blanco Blanco and Brown for a second. You and I were talking before we hit record about how adding a pitch can really unlock a pitcher's potential. Blanco has been a different pitcher since adding that changeup. Brown has been absolutely dominant since adding that sinker. And for older fans, you may remember the Astros drafted Johan Santana originally, but they didn't protect him in the Rule 5 draft, so he ended up in Minnesota. They added a changeup to his repertoire, and that guy became an all-time great. Now, I'm not saying either of those guys are going to be the next Santana, but there is reason to be optimistic there. So I mentioned Luis Garcia Lance McCullers possibly returning and what their timeline looks like. You still got JV on the team. You know, we'll see what he looks like when he comes back from the neck injury. We'll see if Fraubert can get it back together. So let's go more narrow scope. Barring more injuries, what do you think this pitching staff looks like when guys like Garcia and McCullers return?
And that's what I wanted to get into is Dana Brown's comments about that, that he expects them to step up and at least give him 90% of what they've seen from them in the past, which I don't think it's that, you know, out of the question. With McCullers, he's always been good. It's just been the injuries with him. I mean, McCullers is a 3.48 career ERA. You know, Garcia has a 3.61 career ERA. I mean, these guys are quality big league pitchers when they're available. Obviously, you worry more about McCullers. This is the first kind of big blip for Garcia with injuries. And I mean, almost every pitcher goes through Tommy John these days. So that shouldn't be a, oh no, you know, now he's injury prone because of that one thing. And, you know, when we talk about Jake Bloss and him jumping from double A to pitching for the Astros this week, we can remember Luis Garcia, he jumped double A and triple A to come up and pitch for the Astros. So my point being, there is a precedence to this. We've seen this before. Sometimes guys do make that leap and they stick in the big league. So, you know, who knows how that's going to turn out. But I don't know how much you can count on it, but I think if you look at the rotation, you're going to have, not in this order necessarily, but going forward this year, Blanco, Brown, Fromber, Verlander, and Arrighetti. But, and this is before Garcia and McCullers come back, but you just have to wonder if Bloss does pitch well and he looks good, and they expect maybe he'll be sent back down after Verlander comes back from the neck off the IL, but this is stuff we talked about with Charlie, that do you really want Verlander pitching every 4 days at 41 years old? I mean, we've already seen what it's starting to give him some wear and tear here. And then we also talk about Blanco's never thrown this many pitches in a season. So there's, you know, Arrighetti certainly hasn't. So maybe there's a reason, like maybe let's keep the six-man rotation going here if Bloss shows you that he belongs. And then when, you know, you get back, hopefully McCullers and Garcia, you know, then it's a whole new ball game. Maybe Bloss does go back down, and you could maybe even see Arrighetti maybe in the bullpen. Would they keep him there over maybe a Shane Dubin, or would they want to keep Arrighetti stretched out, send him back to the minors? Who knows? But good problems to have. You know, it was really bleak the other day, in my opinion. But now as I look at this and you're seeing what Hunter Brown is doing, what Blanco's doing, I think they can keep it up. So I feel pretty good about this rotation. If, you know, Fromber, you know, sometimes he'll have a bad game here or there, but for the most part, he's going to give you a chance to win every game. So now it kind of becomes, can Verlander turn back into Verlander, be consistent, go out there every fifth or sixth day, give you a good start? I think he can. I just think he has to get healthy.
Well, and that is a key. So Verlander has missed a lot of starts this season. He's going to be hard-pressed to hit that threshold for his contract to vest for next year. Do you think that them having this pitching depth makes them a little bit more willing to walk away from a Justin Verlander?
Very possibly, but you wonder whose decision that is. You know, there's mixed reports about whether Dana Brown wanted to make that trade for Verlander last year. We know Jim Crane loves him some Justin Verlander. You know,
I do too.
Yeah, me too. I'm a big fan. It's called JV Day for a reason, because there's butts in the seats at Minute Maid Park. Who doesn't want to go watch Verlander climb up all the all-time lists every time he goes out there with strikeouts and wins? And it's just fun. And, you know, personally, as an Astros fan, when Nolan Ryan left, and to go to the Rangers of all teams and watch him break all those records for them and pitch very well into his 40s, by the way. Nolan Ryan had some fantastic years in his 40s. So you wonder, can Verlander continue to do the same thing? I don't know. You know, if they are loaded and these young guys show what they can do this year, and Garcia comes back and he looks right, and, you know, with McCullers, you're always going to wonder, is he going to be able to sustain it once he gets back healthy? Who knows? But I think it's going to be a Jim Crane thing. It's going to depend on how he finishes the season. If he does get close to that innings threshold, then we were talking about this earlier, and then that means he probably pitched pretty well for the rest of the season if he hits it or gets really close. But it's kind of wait and see with Verlander.
Absolutely. And look, if JV is pitching and can hit that threshold, you want a guy like that who has playoff experience. If this team is somehow able to sneak into a wild card spot, look, we can talk about stats and improvements, but a guy like Blanco doesn't have that playoff pedigree that JV does. And so you're going to want a guy like JV out there taking the mound for you in the event that they are able to complete an unlikely comeback to get to the playoffs. So I think it's interesting. And as you and I were kind of talking about it, this does give me some hope that if the Astros can really continue to develop these guys, and look, we don't know what Jake Bloss is at the big league club. We still have to see, but it's encouraging that Dana Brown, who was literally brought to do this exact thing because he was so good at scouting and drafting in Atlanta, for them to bring him in and for, what is it, three of his prospects from 23? Four now being promoted. So, So from one this stamp, I mean, he is delivering more than what you could have asked for. Now, granted, it is a fair question to ask of, are these prospects advancing so quickly because there is a lack of depth in the farm system? That is a fair question to ask, but they're not bringing up a guy like Jake Bloss to play against the Orioles because they think he's just another guy in the depth chart. Like, they're bringing him up because the guy is pitching lights out. But
I think there's another reason they're bringing him out, Brandon, just quickly. Okay. Like, we saw the other day, just in this White Sox series, with what Jonathan Cannon did to the Astros. He almost had a complete game shutout. Yeah. So, and Dana Brown brought up, hey, sometimes when you face these guys that haven't pitched much in the big leagues, it can really give your hitters trouble because they don't know what to expect. They haven't seen him before. So it makes sense. Jake Bloss, Orioles have never seen this guy. Nobody's seen this guy in the pros. So I think Dana Brown's thinking like, hey, we got to win every game possible right now. Let's bring up this guy. There's no scouting report on him in the big leagues. Maybe we can steal a win.
Oh, and how many times have we seen that against the Astros? The Astros going up against somebody who they don't have a book on yet. We'll cut it short there. That's going to be the end of this episode for Stone Cold Shows. If you listen to the podcast and you enjoy the show, please be sure to give us a 5-star rating, Charlie, Josh, and I will catch you next week for a brand new episode of Stone Cold Shows. Keep hope alive and go Astros.
And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn. And you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.